escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour two on a Friday. Hope you're having a good one. 24 hours from right now, we will be doing the first Cowboys pregame show of the year.
What? Give me an idea. What? It's the first preseason game, but what's the theme of the game for you?
Theme of the game is don't get banged up. I think that's the theme for the three preseason games.
Is this? So I thought, because you usually come up with, this is a hold on to your ass game.
Yeah.
Don't get kicked in the junk game.
Yeah. Week two against the Giants will be a take out the trash game. just handle business. But preseason is all about staying healthy, especially when you see the injuries across the board. I mean, it's all over the place. How about the Chargers? They're going to move old Joe Alt to left tackle.
Are they?
And put somebody else at right tackle now that Slater's going to be out for the year. The Chargers just can't help themselves but be banged up. We finally got a picture of Najee Harris. He's got his helmet and his visor on, and it doesn't seem like he can open his left eye. I don't think he can open his left eye because in the photo, it's closed.
Oh, wow.
Like we might be dealing with a one-eyed running back situation with the Chargers.
Did we say it's radar? How's he playing?
Yeah, echolocation. His echolocation is really, really being fine-tuned these days as he's having to play the running back position in the National Football League with one eyeball. I'm still reeling from Dawson's take yesterday that we should just never practice. We should just never practice at full speed. He was talking about Japanese baseball and how they go in like slow motion and like he was doing it live at Jake's. And we were all laughing at him.
There's people that actually
agreed with that?
Agree with him.
Just don't practice if you're not going to show up to week one and get a litany of injuries.
See, it's the situation where all of a sudden it's like week two and they're like, damn, did they even have training camp? You know, I mean, they don't. Where you come out and you just don't even look like you're ready to play.
That's what I'm saying. Like just the product itself. Yeah. Yes, you're gonna deal with guys that are gonna be out due to injury from training camp and preseason, but at least you have some semblance of continuity and like these guys looking like they know what they're doing and looking like they have played together. Like, don't you think training camp actually changes?
I kind of think it's important.
It's important. Yeah, yes. Cause then otherwise the first 5-6 weeks of the season, it's just going to be a bunch of guys looking around trying to figure crap out. Cause they haven't been doing anything.
And then we're all over them because they just look like crap.
Yeah.
But Dawson's like, you know what? It should have been a more physical camp. They're not playing, but you know, but 3 weeks ago you said they shouldn't practice. Like I said, hey, when injuries start to mount up like that, though, you're thinking like, what is the issues? What do we have to do here differently?
And when Dawson gave that take, that was right when Jake Ferguson had his little back issue.
Yeah.
And Jake Ferguson just caught a pass from Dak in practice today. It looks like he's fine.
He had a contusion, is what it sounded like from the X-ray. So that wasn't bad.
Not bad at all.
No, but the heel bruise, the bone bruise on the heel for
Blue.
I mean, I hope that doesn't set him back very much, man. I was kind of hopeful he would get to he would get to carry the ball in these couple of these. Maybe it might be a couple of weeks. Hopefully he's back sooner than that. We'll see.
How about Jake Berger activated from the 10-day IL, and they have optioned Alejandro Osuna. He's going to be going back to Round Rock for a little bit, but Berger hit a dong the other day.
Yeah.
Looks like he's swinging the bat nicely. They could use him right now.
Yeah.
They could use him right now.
Philly's coming to town. Yeah. This will be, and all that left-handed pitching that we're about to see, this ought to be a...
Are you leaking confidence on this series right now? Are you nervous about this one?
No, you know what? I am pleasantly surprised how the Yankee series went, especially after how things went in Seattle. So I'm not... Seattle, I don't know what to think of Seattle. I don't have a good answer for Seattle. Home games, I have a good answer for. I think this team plays well at home. I really do. I think the fact that they don't have to suffer through the heat, and they can go out there and, you know, they just seem to have a better way about their game. You know, the pitching and the hitting, some of the timely hitting. I just kind of feel like this series against the Phillies could be another one of those where it's take two of three.
Yeah, man, go take two. It's definitely going to be a pitcher's series.
Yeah.
Two of the best rotations in baseball.
Yeah.
Going toe to toe. So we'll see if the Rangers bats can come alive in a big way. We'll have Jared Sandler coming up at 4:40, Eric Nadell at 5:20 today as we get set for the Phillies coming to town. Small sample size, but they've never won at Globe Life Field.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can keep that over streak alive.
I think it was a 3 or 4 game series.
This is the opener, last year's season opener.
Yeah, I think the Rangers were all over them. It was pretty well played.
Yeah, so we'll be talking baseball throughout the program, but we do have Luca playing some basketball today. And how many pounds do you think he's lost?
31.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, I did.
31 pounds. Mm-hmm. I mean, good for him, first and foremost.
Yeah.
But, I mean... 31 pounds to look like an NBA player. He was 31 pounds away from being in good shape. That's where he was at. That's crazy.
It's amazing how he would get up and down the court with 31 extra pounds on him like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
but he did it better than a lot of people.
No question. I mean, offensively, with carrying around the extra pounds, he's still been absolutely.
Did you say how long it took?
I guess since when the season ended is probably about right when he started. So, I mean, we'll put
that's that. Nice, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
like you lose 30 pounds in a few months.
Yeah. 30 pounds.
Ozempic, you think, maybe? Is that right? Ozempic? Is that what it is?
I think they're just called fat shots, aren't they, Lucius?
The fat shot.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, I wonder if that's a banned substance. I wonder if, I don't know if you're allowed to take stuff like that.
Well, if you kind of knock all the weight off and then like get off it for a little bit and then you kind of,
like, yeah, we're
get
good
out
here.
Of your system.
Yeah.
Ah.
No, I think for him it was just simply like, don't eat like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Don't drink like an a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be this big. It's not like you're some crazy obese. Like, it's going to be, you need some type of PED help to get you to drop pounds. Like, just go live like a professional athlete should live. You have the chefs, you have the trainers.
Yeah.
Now you're on Men's Health. Looks like he's going to be on the Hot Ones. He's going to be doing the Hot Ones Wing Challenge.
Yeah.
So that might throw off the diet plan just a little bit. We'll see how many wings he gets through.
Do you think he'll get bigger? Like, he'll go back to, he won't go back to that bad, do you think?
I don't think he will. It's hard to say for sure because we've seen him get in pretty good shape throughout his time here in the summers. And then as the season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Season goes on by the time you get, I mean, it's usually, that's the problem is like during the season, you have all those great eating holidays.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I got to go through Thanksgiving. I got to go through Christmas. And then you're on these road trips and your boys, you're going to eat. You're having a good time.
Uh-huh.
He obviously likes his post-game beer or a handful, you know. So I wonder if it was for him more of the eating or the drinking. I would love to, like, get in the weeds on that. Like, what was it
I bet
for
you it was the drinking.
Yeah, because the drinking oftentimes leads to the overeating.
Leads to the eating, yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens to all of us, really.
Yep.
But, yeah, 31 pounds, he's apparently down. I do think that he's one of those guys, we've seen it. Heck, we just saw it in this, I don't know, they're playing a friendly, Slovenia versus Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the German players was getting rough on one of his teammates. So he gets in the guy's face. They go after it for a second, just kind of talking smack to each other. And then the next time down the court, Luka on that guy bangs a three right in his eye.
Right.
And that's just the kind of guy that Luka is. He's the one who he's fueled by the hate. And the entire trade was centered around the fact that he doesn't take care of himself. He's out of shape, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that creates a huge chip on the shoulder. And now he wants to go prove you wrong. He's that kind of guy. Some athletes, they hear the hate and they kind of crumble. We've seen him in real time feast on that.
Yeah.
In Minnesota, big moment. The crowd's going crazy on him. Okay, watch this. I'll go dance on Gobert and get the dagger bucket. He's an assassin that way. So I think this is fueling him, and he probably has a picture of Nico Harrison somewhere in his room that he looks at every day to remind him of what the job is right now.
He's getting the back of his locker. He's just got the whole locker with
bulletin
Nico.
Board material. It's just Nico Harrison's face. Maybe he's got little newspaper clippings from when the trade went down, different quotes, things like that, something to fire him up. I think he's going to stay locked in on this one because when he gets hated on, that's when he flips it into another gear. So here was Tim McMahon on the Hoop Collective podcast, his thoughts on Luka on the cover of the Men's Health.
The Men's Health cover, and I guess there were three stories. I read one of them. It's a bit much. It's a bit much. Like, look, it's cool that you've committed to conditioning. I don't think you needed the victory lap, too. And this has been like a long victory lap. But, and essentially, he's sticking to the Mavericks. Okay.
Lakers.
Huh?
You said sticking to the Mavericks.
Oh, sticking it to the Mavericks.
Oh, sticking it to the Mavericks.
The whole revenge bod thing.
Yeah.
This proves the Mavericks. Look, Luka didn't have to get in shape to prove the Mavericks made a bizarre decision, but Luka's body changing so much this summer does confirm that those conditioning concerns are absolutely real. Yeah. Like, his sudden commitment to conditioning, like, bro, you're several years into your NBA career. I mean, a victory lap? I would say about time.
Yeah, and I think McMahon,
I don't think he's wrong.
No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong. Like, this is what it was going to take. Would Luka ever be gracing the cover of Men's Health if he was still here with the Mavs? Probably not. Luka was kind of pointing to the fact that, like, in particular for last year, you go to the finals, so you're playing deep into the summer, and then you turn around and you're playing for the Slovenian national team, and he was just saying, I was out of energy, didn't really have the time, and so that was kind of like his reasoning and excuse. It doesn't necessarily explain the rest of his tenure in Dallas as to why he couldn't get in shape, or even when he did, he couldn't stay in shape as the season went on. So it's a total fair point right there from Tim McMahon. But then here is more from McMahon talking about Luka's conditioning problems as a Mav.
And there have been, like, his second or his first summer after his rookie year, he had this kind of conditioning commitment. A couple of years ago when he got the body team, he came in leaner, but, like, I don't know, man. The whole victory lap thing to me has been a little bit odd. And the article that I read, like, there was this suggestion, and I don't know if this came from Luka or if this is just the writers, but that he was left without guidance. Like, he had to, like, during the summer, he was on his own. Trust me, the Mavericks would give him all the guidance that in the world. None of that guidance was feast every night and throw down a bunch of beers. And, oh, he's European. Goran Dragic is European, actually from the same hometown. He managed to stay in great shape his entire career. So congratulations on your newfound commitment to conditioning. The accountability is on Luka. The accountability is not on anybody, not on the Mavericks, not on anybody else but Luka. And I'm glad that he's now taken those steps, but the victory lap has been weird.
Yeah, I mean, he is doing the flex here for sure. But, I mean, if you're a Lakers fan, it's like, I don't care how you got to this point. I'm glad you're here now, and hopefully you stay in this mindset for the rest of time. What do you think about this one here? This is a direct quote from a texter in the 903 brought us. 31 pounds lighter will affect his play in the paint. He will not be able to absorb the blobs he took as a fat ass.
That's interesting because I'm like, give me the quarterback with some body armor. You know, I'm for the guy that's got a little bit of, with Dak early in his career, remember we were talking about like he was kind of like a bigger guy and he was able to kind of withstand some more hits.
Dak's had an incredible body transformation from year one to now.
Exactly. It's kind of like he's physically has gotten better. And
he looks better. Leaner.
But man, when he was kind of a big Dak, big sweaty Dak.
No.
And I'm serious.
No, I'm here.
Because there were times when you remember like when his uniform was drenched. You know, he was like a bigger guy.
Yeah.
And like I felt like he had body armor, like he could take the hits. I always say this about Dak. He's like when he could feel the game when he was involved and he's kind of bloodied and muddied and that's kind of when Dak was at his best, when he could run and just, you know, and be that guy, the sweaty guy. You know? I say that in respect.
No, I know you do.
And now I'm kind of like, oh, he's in really good shape. And he's getting hurt. Yeah. And what happens sometimes with our guy, Wyatt Langford, really good in shape. And all of a sudden something's wrong with the
obliques.
And, you know, when you get that tightly wound, I always talk about that. Get to be some muscle problems at times.
Yeah, and Luke is never going to be like Mr. Muscle Guy, and I still think like he's still so
hard to pull fat.
He's still so naturally big. Yeah, there's no question. But like Tony in the 214, skinny Luka is still a much bigger dude than you would think. Like he's
6'7"?
Yeah, he's 6'7".
Yeah,
and so I
31 pounds off a guy that's what, maybe two, is he, you think he's into the 222, 223 range? What are we at now?
I would guess he's still probably 230.
He was probably a 250, 260 guy.
He was a 260 dude.
Okay, he's somewhere between 225 and 230. Good for him. But man, it's amazing at 260 how well he could play. There's sometimes just, I think it's a little bit of like genetics with him. I think it was always hard for him to be skinny, you know? And then when you get skinny, can you maintain being skinny when it's genetics?
Yeah. You have to be super intentional about it for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's proving right now, hey, your body is capable of getting lean and actually looking like a professional athlete. So he's fired up. We'll see. I don't know when that Hot Ones is going to drop, but I'm sure there's going to be plenty of Mavericks questions.
He's just going to be devouring wings.
Yeah, first cheat meal in a while.
I haven't had these in a while. Thank you.
Apparently he's done the intermittent fasting stuff, which can help you.
Oh, yeah.
I know our very own Jared Sandler here at the station.
Lost a lot of weight.
Lost plenty of weight doing that. Yep. We can ask him about that at 4:40. All right. It is the G-Bag Nation here on what is officially a Football Friday in the G-Bag Nation. We are now under 24 hours away from the pregame show tomorrow.
Yep.
Cowboys taking on the Rams for preseason game number one. Let's talk some Cowboys in the C-Note. Mix in a little football's finest. Next right here on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.